Okay, imagine if a person with cancer could have an implant placed directly into their tumor to deliver precise doses of medicine to that specific area. Then, when the medicine is gone, the implant dissolves and they never have to think about it again. TPR Bioscience and Medicine reporter Bonnie Petrie tells us researchers from the University of Texas at San Antonio and the Southwest Research Institute are working together to make exactly that.
So I'm gonna start it.
Daniel Portillo is a PhD student in engineering at UTSA.
So what it's doing right now is it's heating up the bed that the part will be printed on. So what it does is it lays down a bunch of 2D images, right? So we're printing a cylinder, so it'll be a bunch of circles.
And he's describing how one of the 3D printers at UTSA's Medical Design Innovations Laboratory builds things like a biodegradable medical implant.
And then the plate will raise a little bit and a little bit, and so it'll lay down all of these two-dimensional images on top of each other, and so that builds our 3D object.
That's cool.
It is. It's very neat.
Mechanical engineering professor Lyle Hood runs the lab. He says the implant, if it works the way they think it will, could revolutionize the way cancer is treated.
It's a small implantable system made of a biodegradable polymer that, as it degrades, releases a drug that has been dissolved within it.
So personalized doses of medicine could be delivered to your body over time as the implant degrades. Hood shows me a small, hollow cylinder that fits easily into the palm of his hand.
Like this, something that could be extruded from a syringe needle, mm-hmm. So it's minimally invasive. It doesn't require general anesthesia and a surgery to do the placement.
Hood, Portillo, and Priya Jan, the UTSA graduate student who's leading this project, are responsible for designing and printing the implant, while a team at Southwest Research Institute figures out which biodegradable polymer materials will make the implants work the way they want them to work. SWIRI research engineer Albert Zwiener says the implant will have a small hole in it. It'll have medication inside, as well as one of the polymers they select.
And then the internal polymer gets dissolving away, and then your drug and that dissolved polymer are coming out your small hole. So that gives you some means of controlling the release rate in terms of the hole size and the actual polymer selection.
SWIRI biomedical engineer Craig Zimmern, also a part of the implant team, says if you can fine-tune how and where the medicine is delivered, treatment for cancer patients might no longer ravage the entire body.
You give somebody chemotherapy, you treat the whole system with poison to kill the one little part of it that's actually, you know, disrupting the organism. So if we could keep that local and tunable, there's the potential to have a lot less of a reaction.
This project is focused on immunotherapy to treat cancer. But Hood at UTSA says if it works for cancer treatment, why not other things? Why not personalized medicine for all kinds of diseases?
One of the potential long-term advantages of this approach is going to be that we can print implants with predetermined drug dosages specific for a patient. A larger male versus a smaller male or female is going to require different doses of drug. So if this is developed correctly, you know, we will have 3D printers like these in the pharmacies, and the pharmacists can basically do medicine a la carte.
So you could go to the drugstore and say, print out my prescription, please.
Yeah, here's my genetic code, and here are all of my all drug information that I have on myself, and then they can concoct a particular drug-delivering implant that suits that individual's needs.
Now, Hood says pharmacies won't be printing out your medicine for 10 to 20 years. The grant for this collaboration between UTSA and SWIRI will last a year. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.